Okay, today's daf is Krisus Daf Ches. We left off on Daf Zayinim and Beis. We're up to the Mishnah on Daf Zayinim and Beis at the bottom of the page. Hamapelis la'or shmonim ve'echad. So a little bit of background over here. When a woman has a baby, so if it's a baby boy, for the first 7 days she has Yimei Tumah, she's tummy no matter what happens, and for the next 33 days she has Yimei Tohar. That's what it says at the beginning of Parshas Tzatzriah, and it also tells us that after those 40 days are over, she now has to bring the karbanos of a yoledes. If she has a baby girl, first 2 weeks she's Tameh, first 14 days she's Tameh, and just like the Yimei Tumah are double, the Yimei Tohar are double as well, 66 days of Yimei Tohar, and after the 80 days she has to bring Karban. Now the thing is, the 80 days will end, let's say, at Shkia in that evening, but she can't bring a Karban until the next morning. The halacha is that you can't bring the Karban at night. So if she were to have, let's say, another miscarriage sometime during the 80 days, there's no suffix that she's only Chayiv one Karban, because the first chiyuv karban had never set in by the time she had the mechayev of the second chiyuv karban. So therefore, there would be no suffix that she'd only be chayev one karban. If, let's say, she had another miscarriage or another baby after 81 days or after the daytime of the 81st day, so then there's no question that she'd be chayev two karbanos, because she was already chayev in the first karban by the time the second mechayev occurred. But the machlokas in our Mishnah is, what if she has a miscarriage on the 81st night, meaning the night before the 81st day, after having had a baby, after having had a baby girl? So now the days of her 80 days of Yimei Tumah V'Tohar are over from her previous Leda, but she was never actively mechayev a carbon, because the carbon can only be brought during the day. So I'm a pelis lor shmanim ve'echad. What if she has this miscarriage on the night going into the 81st day, or means nighttime, just like we have or lar ba'as, or at the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where or means night? That's why this Mishnah is actually quoted in Maseches Pesachim, the first sugya of Maseches Pesachim. This is our Pesach connection of the day. The first sugya of Maseches Pesachim is about lishna nikia, about what the word or means. The Gemara goes on for a couple of blots to try to figure out, does the word or mean daytime, does it mean nighttime? So this is one of the rayas that or in fact means nighttime, and at the end of the day we just say that the reason we call it or, even though or normally means the opposite of night, or is light, which doesn't really happen at night, is because the Mishnayos try to speak in a lishna nekiya. They try to speak in a more dignified way, a more upbeat and positive way. So even though it's sacrificing clarity, because the word or can easily be misunderstood, but we sometimes sacrifice clarity for the sake of speaking in a more dignified manner. So anyway, if a woman has this this miscarriage on the night of the 81st day, the night preceding the 81st day, Beishamai protim in a carbon, Beisil mechayvin. Beishamai says she's potter from a second carbon. Beisil says she's chayiv in the second carbon. If we go Rashi, Beishamai protim in a carbon, mi leida beis, from the second leida is not going to require its own separate carbon. Even though this second Leda, excuse me, this second Leda happened after the full 80 days were over. Since it's nighttime and she never had a moment where she was ready to actually bring a carbon, because nighttime is not a time where you can bring a carbon. Therefore, when it comes to the carbon, even though her 80 days are over, but vis-a-vis the carbon, it's considered as if the 80 days are not over, that she's still during the malos. That's Beishame Shita. But Beisil says, no, the 80 days are over. She happens to not be able to bring carbon, but that's still going to be mechayev, a new carbon. So Amr Beisil Beishame, Beisil says to Beishame as follows, Maishna or Shmona Vechad, Niyom Shmona Vechad, Im Shiva Lo Letum, Lo Yishva Lo Lekarbon. Why should the nighttime of day 81 be any different than the daytime of day 81? After all, when it comes to the halachos of Tumah, even you, Beishame, are moda that the 80 days are over, meaning let's say she bleeds in the nighttime of day 81. So are the Yimei Tohar her over? Is that blood going to be metameh her? Absolutely. Beishamai agrees that blood is going to be metameh her, because the Yimei Tohar are already over. The days of seeing blood that we consider to be tar midaraisa Those days are already over. So if you're going to consider night preceding 81 to be like day 81 in regards to Tumah, why wouldn't you consider it to be like day 81 in regards to a Karban? So Amalem Beishameh, Beishameh said back to the Beis Hillel, Lo, Imartim Mapelis, Yom Shemana Mechad, Shekin Yotza L'Shashi Ru'uya L'Havi B'Karban. There's a big difference between the daytime of 81 and the nighttime of 81 in regards to a Karban, and that is that during the daytime of 81, even if she has not yet actually brought her karban, at least she had a moment where she could have brought her karban, because anytime during the daytime she could have brought a karban. You want to say the same thing about the nighttime preceding day 81, where she never even had a moment where she potentially could have brought her karban? So Beis Hillel responded, I'll bring you a raya. What if a woman, I mean, you want to tell me anytime she could have brought her karban, so that's when it's considered a new leida, a new chi of karban. But if she could not have brought her karban, it's still connected to the previous leida. Beis Hillel says, oh yeah, what if day 81 falls out on Shabbos and she has a miscarriage on day 81? So shelo yatzo l'shashi ru'uya lahavibu karban v'chayavas karban. Now you have to agree that on Shabbos she's not allowed to bring the karban yoledas. So obviously she never had a moment where she could have brought her karban, and yet you still agree, even though she never had that moment, this is going to generate a new chiyuv karban. The chiyuv is still going to be chal from the second leida, even though she never had a moment where she could have brought. So don't tell me, Beis Shammeh, that it's all about whether she could have potentially brought or could not have potentially brought a karban. So Amalem Beis Shammeh, Beis Shammeh said back to Beis Hillel, no, you can't bring a raya from a case where the 81st day is Shabbos. Lo martem yom shvon vechel shechalios b'Shabbos shafal b'shein roi l'karban yachid roi l'karban tzibur. Granted, on Shabbos, it's not roi, it's not a day that's appropriate to bring karban yachid, but it is a day of karbanos. So therefore, that's considered on some level roi lahavi karban, as opposed to tom mapel l'shmanu mechad she'ina laila roi lo l'karban yachid lo l'karban tzibur. Whereas laila is completely mufka from karbanos, so the laila can't count as part of the new cheshbon because it's completely unrelated to karbanos. Karbanos have to be karbanos have no shaychus to laila at all. On the day, even if it's Shabbos, there are certain karbanos that you bring. You bring karban musaf on Shabbos, you bring karban tamid on Shabbos. There are karbanos hatzibur that are brought on Shabbos, so Shabbos is not mufka from karbanos. But up until this point, Beis Shammeh never addressed directly Beis Hillel's real taina. Beis Hillel's original taina was, I understand that you want to say that night 80 is like the previous day. It's like day 80 and not like day 81, but if you're going to say that, why don't you say that in regards to Tumah as well? If she bleeds on night 81, Beis Hillel's real taina was that if she bleeds on night, you want to say it the way you're saying it, that it should be like it's still within the Malos, so it should be like it's still within the Malos in regards to Tumah. If she bleeds on night 81, it should still be considered a Dam Tawar, and you don't say that. So now Beis Shammeh finally responds to that taina. The blood that she bleeds on night 81 is not a Raya at all. That a woman who has a miscarriage during the Malos, her blood is Tamei, but she's Pata from a Karban. If you look at Rashi, V'adam Shatomer, M'shiva Lo V'tuma, Ein Melchich L'Karban, Shem Tepelz Toch Malos, Damea Tamei, and Mipnei HaLeida, Ve'ein HaChayevas Karban Sheni. Meaning, we see that Tuma and Karban are not always directly related. You're talking about if a woman Stam bleeds on night 81, she Stam has some blood that comes out of her, like Dam Nida that comes out of her. So you're saying that the Beis Shammeh holds that it's going to be a new Tumah. Yeah, the Beis Shammeh holds is going to be a new Tumah, because I'll prove to you, sometimes even within the Yemei Tawar, a woman could become Tameh again. Not with regular Nida blood, but if she has another miscarriage within the Yemei Tawar, she can become Tameh again. And yet, all agree that she's not Chayav a Karban. So again, the background of our Mishnah and the assumptions going into the Mishnah are that all agree if she has a miscarriage within the 80 days, that there's no Nuchi of Karban. All agree that if she has a miscarriage from day 81 and on, whether or not she actually brought her first karban, if she has a miscarriage from day 81 and on, that she's chayiv a second karban. The whole machlokus is on that night in between day 80 and day 81. So Beis Hillel says that night should be considered like it is Beis Hillel says that that night should be considered like it is the next day already, and therefore it's mechayev a separate carbon. And Beis Shammai says no, that night's considered as if it is part of the previous malos, and therefore it's not chayev a separate carbon. Now the case of the Mishnah, the Rambam Perush Mishnayos writes that the reason that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue about night 81, and even though night 81 is only an issue when it comes to the birth of a female, if she had given birth to a baby girl previously, then we have an 80-day time period of the combination of the Yimei Tum and Yimei Tara. She gives birth to a boy, night 41 should have been the key night that we would be speaking about. So the Rambam said, why don't we talk about night 41? So the Rambam writes, very pashut, that the reason that we only talk about Achal Leidas Nekeva and not the Mapelas Achal Leidas Zachar on the Orli Yom Mem Aleph, even though Lechoro, it should be the same Machlokas, because the whole issue is when the Yimei Toar are over, but the Chiv Korban has not yet set in, but it's not possible to have a case of a woman miscarrying 40 days after giving birth to a baby boy. And the Rambam explains the reason it's not possible is because after giving birth to a baby boy, the woman is usher to her husband for a minimum of 7 days, right? She has Yimei Tumah for 7 days. And then she has 33 days of Yimei Toar. During those 33 days, it's impossible for her to miscarry something that would be Mechayev Korban, because the Chiv Nefel is always from 40 days and on. Pachos mimem yom, when it's less than 40 days, the nefel is referred to as a maya ba'alma. It's not considered a miscarriage at all. It's just considered to be maya ba'alma. The fetus is not considered to be a fetus at all. This is very nogea in regards to the halachos of abortion, that prior to 40 days, the fetus is considered maya ba'alma, and may, according to many poskim, it therefore would not be a prohibition, certainly of ritzicha, maybe no prohibition at all of performing an abortion within 40 days. The problem is most abortions want, you know, when it comes time to do it, it's after 40 days that they're interested in doing it. But let's say Rachmana Litzlan, this is a heter that's used. If a girl Rachmana Litzlan is raped or something like that, and she needs a morning after pill, something of that nature, since it's Maya Bialma, some say that within the first 3 days is even more kal than within the first 40 days, because it's not even that it takes 3 days for the Zera to be collate, so it's not even that the Zera hasn't even really done anything yet, and that's even more of a kula. But that's the svara of the fact that it's Maya Bi Alma. Says the Tosafot, wait a second, I can think of a case where she could have a fetus that's 40-day fetus after giving birth to a zachar. The case might be where he was ba'al lehel be'isser. The husband sleeps with her right away, right after the first leida, he sleeps with her and he gets her pregnant again. So Tosafot says, yeah, but why would the Mishnah speak about that case? Atu b'rashi yaskinan. We don't talk about cases of rasha'im, and beheter, it can only happen with an akeva. Now the other situation, Tos Yontif says, what about if she's Yalda Bambati? Maybe she's Nisabra Bambati, rather. She gave birth in a bathtub, and there happened to have been someone's Shechva Zera in that bathtub, and immediately after giving birth, she becomes pregnant again from being in that bathtub. So again, Milsad Voshchicha, that's not Shaykh, that's not something that's very common at all, so it's not something that we even bother speaking about in our case. The simple case is, you had an 80-day window, so therefore that's enough time to develop a viable pregnancy, which is going to result in a miscarriage that could actually be mechayev a karban. Fine, says the Gemara on the top of Chesam and Aleph. Tanya, Amulehen Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel, said to the Beis Shammai, Harehu Omer, Pasuk says, Lebas. The Rabbos Or Shmona Ve'Echad. Since the pasuk says Labas, that comes to teach me that the Or Shmona Ve'Echad Beis Hillel Tainas is also going to be Mechayev a new carbon. That just like the day of Shmona Ve'Echad is Mechayev a new carbon, so too is the night of Shmona Ve'Echad. Very different than the way the Mishnah presented it. The Mishnah presented Beis Hillel Shita that it's Mechayev a second carbon based on Svara, that if it's Metame when there's new Dam on Or Shmona Ve'Echad, so Svara is that it should be Mechayev a new carbon. Over here it's a Pasuk, it's not a Svara, so that's may make a difference. Rav Hoshea Havashkia Kamei Devar Kapara, I want to tell the story of Hoshea used to learn by Bar Kapara, that was his Rebbe, Shavke Va'asa Kamei de Rabbi Chia, but he left the Shir and he instead switched to Rabbi Chia's Yeshiva. So sometimes some Rebbeim are very supportive supportive of their Talmidim when they want to move on to a different shir, and they're very okay with it, and some aren't. Some feel insulted by it and don't forgive so easily. So Yom Achad Pagabe, one time Rav Hoshea met his old Rebbe, Bar Kapara, so Bay Mine, Zav Shara, Gimel Rios, Belel Ches, Mavis L'Omrim B'Davrezeh. So he figured, for all time's sake, he'll ask him a nice shayla. So he says, what would be the halacha if a Zav, a male, there's a difference between Zav and Zava, we'll see later in the daf, a Zav, a man who sees three re'ios of Ziva, some type of flow that comes out of his body that's metame him, if he sees three re'ios, he's chayiv a korban. And he's also tame for 7 days. So the chayiv korban is going to be on day 8, after the 7 days are over. What if a Zav, who was already counting the 7 days, sees Gimel Re'ios on Lel Ches? He sees a new episode of Ziva, three Re'ios, which normally should be Mechayev, a new Karban, but he doesn't see it on day 8, after the Chiv of the original Karban set in. He sees it on night 8, prior to the ability to bring the original Karban. Exactly the parallel to our Mishnah, Torah Mapelos Ar L'Shmonim Echad. The Melos, the days of counting, are over, but the Karban, the day of Karban, has not yet set in. You're in that night that's in between the two. So what would be the halacha in this case? We know what Beis Shammai would say, but what would Beis Hillel say? We know Beis Shammai would say definitely is not chayv another karban. What would Beis Hillel say in this situation? And what does this depend on? You would say, of course, well, Beis Hillel says by the Mapelas, Beis Hillel was clear that it's mechayiv a new karban, so over here also should be mechayiv a new karban. No, not so fast, because we had two versions of Beis Hillel. One where Beis Hillel worked with Svara, and the other where Beis Hillel worked with a Pasuk. So if he's working with Svara, good, the Svara works here too. But if he's working with a Pasuk, maybe that's Dafka, a Pasuk by Tomas Leda. It's not a Pasuk that applies anywhere else. Tamayu de Beis Hillel b'mapelas b'layla mishum d'chsiv l'bas aval zav shara gimel re'ils b'lel ches Patri Delom Yasri Krai, is Beis Hillel based on a Pasuk, and therefore by the Zav who sees three Re'ios on Lel Ches, he's going to be Pater from a second carbon, because there is no special Pasuk to teach me that he's Chayiv, or Dilma Loshna, or maybe it doesn't make a difference, because really primarily it's all about the Svara. So Amalei Bar Kapara, so Bar Kapara responds after his Talmud, Rav Hoshea, asks this Shaila. Bar Kapara responds, Shitu Kumbetzis adds in the whole Girsa, Ma Aya Omer B'Dover Zeh. What does your new Rebbe Iya say about this? Who's Iya? So Rashi writes, Iya Rebbe Chia. Ublashon Gnai Kamrle. He changed the Ches to an Ayin. Apparently that's a Gnai to refer to Rebbe Chia in that way. So it's like, what does your new Rebbe say about this? Why are you asking me? You know, you don't have to come to your old Rebbe. You don't need me anymore. So Lo Amrle, Rabbi Hoshea Klum. So Rabbi Hoshea didn't respond at all. He let that one go. So Had Rabbi Hoshea Baimine Milsachriti. Then he asked another Shaila. He figured, okay, that was obviously a sore topic. So he tried again with a different Shaila. Amalei Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara said back to him, now back in Tower Gemara, Ma Bavli Omer B'Dover Zeh. What does their Babylonian Rebbe say about this? Who's the Babylonian Rebbe? Again, Rebbe Chia. Rashi points out, Bavli, Rebbe Chia, Olimi Bavel, Gzamrin Hasam B'Tchil, Nishtach HaTorah Mi'Yisrael, Allah Hilal HaBavli, V'yasta V'chaz V'nishtach HaAlu B'nei HaGol V'yastua, U'maninu Yehuda V'chisk B'nei Rebbe Chia. That Rebbe Chia was from Bavel, his children caused Torah to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael after a time that it was forgotten. But he is the Bavli. He is someone who is in Bavel. So Bar Kapara said, why don't you go ask your Bavli Rebbe? So Ishtik Rav Hoshea of Lomar Klum. So Rav Hoshea again didn't say anything. Amrle Bar Kapara, Tzrichim L'Devreiya. So Bar Kapara said, hey, come on. How come you're not answering me? Don't we need to hear what Rabbi Chia says? So Nachzar Al Rishonos. So that period. Tzrichim L'Devreiya, period. That's the end of the conversation. Says Gemara, Nachzar Al Rishonos. Nachzar Al Rishonos means, Rashi says, is the Mesechus Krisus way of saying Amar Mar. Every Mesechta has its own language, and even though Amar Mar does come up in Maseches Krisus also, but Nachzar Lushonos is the same thing as Amar Mar. The Lushonos of Krisus are, like every Masechta, are very different than Lushonos of other Masechtas. I don't think you find this phrase anywhere else in other Masechtas. I don't recall seeing it. So Nachzar Lushonos is a Maseches Krisus phrase. Hareyu Omar, so what did we say previously? We said that the Pasuk says, Lebas, L'Rabbos HaShmonim V'Echad, that Beis Hillel understands that Lebas means to be marbe leil shmona ve'echad, that you're chayiv a separate korban for a new miscarriage on leil shmona ve'echad. Neima ketanayim. Maybe this is the subject of machlokas tanayim. Zav shera'a gimel ri'os b'leil ches. Tanichad mevi v'tani yidachenu mevi. Going back to the shayla that Rav Hoshea asked Bar Kapara, if a zav sees three ri'os on leil ches. So one tana says that he's chayiv a new korban, and the other tana says he's not chayiv a new korban. So my lav tanayi, he isn't in machlokas tanayim. Tanya Mevi, the one that says he's chayv new carbon kasava Laila ain mechusas man, would hold that Laila is not considered mechusas man, meaning it's as if the chiyuv carbon from the first melos already set in, and now this is a new chiyuv. And vadatani ain Mevi kasava Laila mechusas man, and the one that says that you don't bring a new carbon would hold this is like the previous melos. It's as if it's still within the previous melos, and therefore you're not yet going to be chayv a new carbon. Amar of Huna Baracha, Amar of Lazar, Hani Tanai Savri, Laila Mechusar's Man. Now both Tanaim hold that Laila is Mechusar's Man, that it's considered to be not yet the time of the new Karban, and therefore Lechora we should have said that you don't have to bring a second Karban. Vadatanya Mevi, no, but when we said that you do have to bring a second Karban, Bizav, meaning that you do have to bring a Karban for this new Re'ias Ziva, Bizav Bal Beis Re'ios. We're talking about a Zav who in the first place never had three re'ios, meaning he's waiting out his 7 days not to bring a korban, but 7 days of tumah, meaning the halacha is if a zav sees one time, so it's nothing. It's like seeing shech v'zera, he's just tameh for the day, he's tameh just till that night. When a zav sees two times, now he's tameh for 7 days. But no carbon. When a zav sees three times, he's chayav a carbon. That is unique to zav. That is different than zava. By a zava, the halacha is if she sees either one or two times, she becomes what's called a shomeris yom kineged yom. That she only has to make sure that the next day she doesn't see again, and she's good to go. She's going to be tahar. But if she sees three times, she becomes a zava gedola with 7 full days of tumah. And the carbon. By Zav, we split up the Tumah from the carbon. The level at which you become Tameh for 7 days happens even without being reaching the level where you're Chayiv a carbon. So if a guy saw Zav twice, and that's what he's waiting these 7 days for, so there is no Chayiv carbon. And then after the 7 days are over, that night he sees Zav three times, so now of course he's going to be chayiv a carbon. What's it going to be included in? In the previous carbon, there is no previous carbon. So that's the brisa that says that he would have to bring a carbon for his new re'ios. Vadatanya ain maybe, and when it says that he does not have to bring a carbon, it's zav bal gimel re'ios. That's talking about a zav who had seen three times previously and is now going to be chayiv a carbon for that previous re'ia, is waiting on that carbon, and now on the eighth night sees another three re'ios. So says Gemara, Zav bal beis re'ios mei lememra. Wait a second, what's the chiddush then? If you want to tell me that we're talking about a zav who saw two re'ios, so now he only has tumah, he doesn't have to bring carbon anyway, and after the 7 days are over he sees three re'ios, of course he has to bring a carbon for his new re'ia. He never had a previous carbon that it could have been subsumed under. So hakamashman Dafka Rabbel El Ches, I'll be Mama Desayin Lo. No, there's a great Chiddush over here, and that is that it's only if he sees these Re'eos on the night of the eighth day. But if he sees them during the seventh day itself, when he's still counting the Yimei Tumah from his previous Ziva, he would not have to bring a carbon. Kasavar kol Re'eos Shasoseres Ein Mevil Lidei Carbon. Because the assumption is, anytime there's a re'ia that's soser, a previous ziva that's soser, days of tumah, it works just like a zav in terms of stira. If just like a woman, we know during her zayin nikiyim, when we observe hilchos nida, we treat nidos like zav gedola. So when a woman bleeds during shiva nikiyim, so the halach is it's soser, it ruins the whole shiva nikiyim, even if it's on day 6 or day 7, it's got to start all over again. She needs to count a whole new shiva nikiyim, a whole lose 7 clean days. Same is true by a zav. So the halacha is, if a zav sees on day 7, that re'iyas dam is soser his entire 7 days, he's going to have to start counting again. So whenever a re'iyah is soser, such a re'iyah is not going to be maybe the day carbon, is not going to be mechayev a carbon. So if the zav sees 3 times on day 7, chiddush is that he's not going to be chayev a carbon. The Aruch Lener says, wait a second, what about if the whole reason that when he sees on day 7 he's not chayev a carbon is because that re'iyah is so Soser, and any re'iyah that soser is not chayiv a carbon. What if he saw 4 times on day 7? Would you say that he's chayiv a carbon then? So on the one hand, you'd say, no, it's during day seven. It's a time that's Soser, the previous counting. Or maybe no. Maybe, what does it mean that it's Soser? Which of the Re'ios was Soser, the Shivanikim that the Zav was counting? It's the first Re'iyah. First time he sees Dam on day seven, so that's where he sees his flow on day seven. That's Soser, the by a man, it's not Dam, it's not red, but whatever. First time he sees on day seven, that's Soser, his Shivanikim. The second time, third time, it's already Nistar. That day is already out. That day is already not counting. So it's not really doing anything. But it's Ki'ilu, when he sees three times in day seven, it's Ki'ilu, the first time doesn't count, and only the next two times count. Two times isn't enough to be Mechayev, a new Karban. But what if he saw four times on day seven, says the Aruch Lener? Then maybe we could say, okay, good, first Re'iyah doesn't count because that's Soser, and any Re'iyah that's Soser is not going to count toward the next Chiyuv. But then the next three Re'iyos should generate a new Chiyuv Karban. So that's the subject that Aruch Lener is not sure. Do we say that the entire day seven is just out, that you just can't be Mechayev a new Karban on day seven? Or do we assume that it's about that first Re'iyah that's actually Soser? So Amar Rava, Amayu Kimta Lada Tanya Ein Mevi B'Zav Bal Gimel Re'iyos. Why do you have to say that the case of the Zav, who sees three Re'iyos on the night prior to day eight, is talking about a case, and the fact that he doesn't bring a Karban, is talking about a Zav who was already Chayiv a previous Karban. Listen, Gabi Chamisha Mevi'in Karban Echad Alaviris Harbe. If that's the case, then this should be on the list of the five people who bring one Karban for multiple Averos, because here he has multiple Zivos, and he's only bringing one Karban for it. So it says, Lo Psika, Damar Rabbi Yochan, Ra Achas B'Laylo, Beis B'Yo, maybe. It doesn't always work out that way, because what if one of his Re'iyos is at night, and two of his Re'iyos are during the day, then the halach is that he would be maybe another Karban. Meaning, on night 8, he sees one Re'iyah, and then morning of day 8, he sees two more Re'iyos. The halach is he would be Chayiv a new Karban. If it's two at night and one during the day, then he's not Chayiv to bring a new Karban. Amar of Yosef Teda, Da'achas B'Laylo Beis B'Yom Mevi. I'll prove to you that if he sees one Re'iyah at night and two during the day, that he's Chayiv to bring a new Karban. Because the first Re'iyah of a Zav, we just view as Stam Shech Vazara. We don't view it as anything substantial. Because let's say a Zav only sees once, so he doesn't have a din of a Zav. It just has a pure din of Shech Vazara. So he has a status of a Balkari. That's why if he sees Achas Balayla, Beis B'Yom, he's going to be Chayiv a new Karban, because the Mechayiv of the Karban is clearly the second and third Re'iyos, not the first Re'iyah. The first Re'iyah is meaningless, and the second and third Re'iyos came during the daytime, where it could be Mechayiv a Karban. And if he just saw two others, it would still be mitzarif to that one, even though it's Shech Vazara bi Alma. Fine. Amrav Sheshes Breid Ravidi. Midi Iria, Re'iyah Rishona Shel Zav Chazia Bizman Chiyuva. No, you can't compare the two. The first Re'iyah of a Zav, he saw during the Zman of the Chiyuv, during a Zman where he could have been Chayiv. Achas Belayla, you can't just compare that to seeing one Re'iyah at night. The Achas Belayla, Kimid Lav Bizman Chiyuva Chazia, Ilav Dashmin Rabbi Yochan of the Mistarif, Hava Minilot Tzarif. But the one at night, since it's not even during the Zman of the Chiyuv, I need Rabbi Yochan to tell me this great Chiddush that it's Mitzarif, because I would have thought that it shouldn't be mitzarif to the two Re'iyos in the morning at all, because it comes at a time that's not even a Zman Chiyuv at all. So, frankly, Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Mechusa Zman. Wait a second. In general, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that the nighttime is considered Mechusa Zman? Vamar Chizkiya, didn't Chizkiya teach us? Nitma, we're talking about a Nazir now. Let's say a Nazir becomes Tamei, Biyom, during the daytime, maybe. He brings a carbon, Belaila, ain't maybe. But during the nighttime, he's not maybe. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Afila Belaila, maybe. Even if he's Nitma, Belaila. We're talking about the night prior to the eighth day after when a Nazir becomes Tamei. He's got to wait 7 days of Tumah, and then he could start again, right? So what about if he becomes Tamei, and for each time he becomes Tamei, he has to bring Karban. But let's say he becomes Tamei, and then on day one of counting toward his 7 days of Tumah, he becomes Tamei again. Well, he doesn't have to bring another Karban, that's just a continuation of the same old Tumah. But what about after the 7 days are over, he becomes Tamei again that night? So that's the Machlokas over here. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? That he's going to have to bring a new Karban. Apparently, Laila is not considered Mechusar's man. According to Rabbi Yochanan, answer to Gemara, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Belayla Va'achas B'Yom, Ein mevi l'divrei ha'omer mechusus man. So no, Rabbi Yochanan, when he meant to say that if you see two at night and one during the day, that you don't have to bring a new carbon, he's saying that's if you hold night is mechusus man. If you happen to hold night is not mechusus man, then even when you see two at night and one a day, you will be chayv a new carbon. So says one of l'divrei ha'omer pshita. If he's only operating within the shita that holds the laila is mechusus man, well then what he's saying is extremely obvious. So says one, no, ra achas b'layla beis b'yom etzrich le. The chiddush is if he sees once at night and twice during the day, that ma. The tema, kiven the love is man chiyuva kachazi leilot tistari. If I might have thought that since according to the shita that nighttime is mechusar zman, that first riya did not come at zman of chiyuv, therefore it should not be mitzari for the other two riyos. Kamash malan that it is mitzari for the other two riyos. Fine, new mishnah. Let's say a woman has a situation where she may have given birth five times, but she has no idea because the things that she gave birth to were on the list of suffik, whether they count as a leda or not. The things that came out of her body are suffik. So she has suffik whether she's chayiv five karbanos of leda, or a woman who had suffik hay zivos. She has a suffik whether she's chayiv five karbanos of ziva. In either case, maybe karban echad ve'ochelos bezvachim ve'ena shara le'achova. Since it's all a suffik, and she's going to need to bring a karban in order to ever be able to eat kachim again, so you bring one karban. Bring a karban, the Tana views it, it's like going to the, it's like a woman's tummy five times. Still go to the mikveh just once, just because she hasn't gone the last five cycles. You don't have to dip five times. You go to the mikveh just once, and it's mitar. So you bring one karban, and that allows you to eat kachim. And the other karbanos, you don't bring, because they're all a suffik. It's bekoshi that we even allow her to bring one karban, because it's a chashash of bringing a nevela on the mizbeach, because a karban oaf, you do malika on. And malika is a nevela when there's no chiv karban. So it's bekoshi, we let her bring the one karban just so that she'll be able to eat kachim, but the other karban she does not have to bring. Hey zivos vada'os, hey ledos vada'os, what if she's chayiv five, she knows for sure she's chayiv five karbanos of leido or five karbanos of ziva. So then mevia karban echad v'ochelos bezvachim v'ashara le'achova. When she brings that first karban, now she's good to go in terms of eating kachim. That's like her going to the mikveh. That's mitire her to eat kachim. But she still has chiyuvim of the other four karbanos. She should realize she still has to bring. She has a chiyuv klapei kachim of klapei the Beis Hamikdash of bringing another four karbanos. Ma'aseh sham dekinim Yerushalayim b'dinei zav. It happened once that kinim got very expensive in Yerushalayim. Bird karbanos got very expensive. Amram Shimon Liel Hamaon Azel Lo Olin Alay Lachia b'dinar. And he said, I swear by the Beis Hamikdash, I'm not going to sleep tonight until I come up with a way to make bird karbanos a lot cheaper. Besof nichnas lebezim v'lamar yisha sheyesh la gimel ledos v'daos heizivos v'daos maybe karbanach v'ochel b'zvachim ve'ein ashar lechov. So he went and he changed the halacha. He darshin that even if she's chayiv five ledos v'daos, she only has to bring one, and the other four aren't even a chiyuv. She doesn't have to bring them against the din d'oraisa. Rashi says eisas l'ashem eferos arasecha. He paskin against the din d'oraisa because he felt like otherwise people were going to stop bringing karbanos entirely because they were just prohibitively expensive. And kinim that day ended up costing a lot less money. Tan Rabbanan, hey, those vaday hey zivo safek. If you have a case where you have five vaday karbanos leda and five zivos of safek, oh hey zivos vaday vehei leidos safek, or vice versa, maybe base kinin achas al vaday v'achas al safek. She brings two karbanos, one for the vadays and one for the safek group. Shel vaday neachalos v'ashar le'achova. In terms of the vaday group, she can eat that karban, and the rest of the karbanos she still has to bring. Shel safek ein neachalos v'ashar le'achova. The one in the safek group that she brought cannot be eaten as a karban because it's only a safek whether it was mechuyev to be brought in the first place. So maybe a nevela, and the others are not brought in that group because they're all a suffix, so we don't want it to, it's because we allowed her to bring even one of them. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer al vaday tomer al achrona v'tipater. On the vaday, she should say that she's bringing this one for the last one, and then she's for the last of her five vadays, and she'll be pater. Shall suffik im yesh vaday b'nayin tomer al vaday v'tipater. Now, if in the suffik group, if there's a vaday amongst them, let's say she had four suffik zivos and one vaday ziva, so say that she's bringing on the vaday one, and then she'll be pater from the rest. Vim lav tomer al achas v'yam v'tipater. Otherwise, she should say it's just going on for one of them, and then it will get her off the hook from the rest of them. She will not have to bring the others. Rabbi Kiva Omer Bein Al Vade Bein Al Savik Tomer Alachas Men V'Tipater. Rabbi Kiva says that she doesn't have to bring two separate kabbaros. Bring one to cover both the Vadai and the Safik, and that will be it, and it shall be Pater from all the rest. Amler Rav Nachman Reis Rav Papa Eim Lach Mishmei Rava Hani Tanoi B'Mai Pligi. So we have these three shittos. What are they arguing about? The Rabbi Yochum Ben Nuri Medami Lohan Lachatos Demand the Chayv Hei Chatos Ad Demai Sikul. And Rabbi Yochum Ben Nuri says it's just like a Karmen Chatos. If you don't bring five Chatos, if you Chayv five Chatos, you got to bring all five. V'sof mechaperle, and the last one is going to be the mechaper. Sachanami lo shno. We hear also that's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri said that dafka say that the one that's going to allow you to eat is the last one because the last one is a critical one. Sachanami lo shno. Rabbi Kiva medami lo tefillin. Rabbi Kiva says no, it's like going to the mikvah. Demand the mechayv eight tefillos. Kiva the tavel chadazim. The iter hachanami lo shno. If you chayv to go to the mikvah for five different tumas, you go once and it covers you. It's metar you. So we hear also it's no different. If it's like a chatas, so why would he say that, that in the case of safek, you say about one of them and then you're covered for the rest? When you have five Asham Talois, if you bring one, do you think you're part of our Tani Zaklal? Kol Shal Chalukin B'Chatos, Chalukin B'Ashamos. Then whenever there's a Chiluk Chatos, we have a parallel din of a Chiluk Ashamos. So one should not be enough. Now everyone says that it's just like tefillah. The whole issue is we're worried if you don't require to say that on the last one I'm bringing this, that she's bringing it on the last chiv, on the last one, she's going to think that she's potter with this carbon from bringing anything else. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri savor chashin l'pshia. So we make her say this carbon is for the last of my chiyuvim. Rabbi Akiva savor lo chashin l'pshia. Rabbi Akiva says no, we're not choshesh that we have to force her to say that because otherwise she's going to be posheh from the rest, we don't assume she'll be poshaya. Hadron lach shalosh m'sheish, next parak. Arba mechusrei kapara v'arba mevi'in al zadim k'shogeg. There are four mechusrei kapara where you bring a karban, not because she did an avera, a chatas, not because she did an avera, but just because she needs to eat kachin. Mechusrei kapara in four cases where we treat a zadim k'shogeg. Ve'elein mechusrei kapara. The following are the cases of mechusrei kapara. People who didn't do an avera, but they need to bring karban chatas in order to be able to eat kachin. Hazav, hazava, v'yaledes v'metzora. All these various situations of tuma. Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov Omer, Ger mechusar kapara ad sheizrak alav adam. A ger is also mechusar kapara until he has zrikas adam. He has to bring a carbon, and that carbon is going to allow him to eat kachim. Nazir liyeno v'teklachlo v'tumaso. And also a nazir is a mechusar kapara. So long as he hasn't had his kapara, he's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to shave. He's not allowed to be metamei lemesim. So Rabbi Lezer seems to add two more in the list of mechusar kapara. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Whether Rabbi Lezer is actually cholik on the Tanakhama or just cholik on how to categorize these things, but not cholik in halacha. So Mashna zav zav demani lu betrayin mishum de chalukah tamaso de zav lamatami bonus ve zav lamatami berius kubiyamim. Why do we count zav and zava as two separate items on the list of mechusar kapara? Because they have different dinim. A zav, if he gets his flow baones, it doesn't count as a tuma. A zava does count. A zava, if she sees three times in one day, does not become a zava gedola. It has to be three consecutive days. A zav, three times in one day, does become a zav who's chayev a karban. Detanya mi b'sarov lo machmazon so. Bereios ke b'yamim, detanya, tala akaz v'ez a zachar bereios v'senekeva b'yamim. The male, it's all about how many times he saw. The woman, it's about how many days in a row she saw. V'zav metam ba'onis lo metam bereios ke b'yamim. And a zav is metam ba'onis, not metam bereios ke b'yamim. So zav and zav, we understand very well why they counted as two separate items on the list. But mitzor is only one item on the list. Why is that so? Mitzorah mitzoras nami chaluka tumasan. Mitzorah mitzoras should also be two different dinim. The mitzorah ton priyo frima dechse begadim yufrum v'roshah yeparua. A mitzorah needs the shredding of the begadim and the growing of the hair. Va'asar b'tash b'shamita. He's not allowed to tash b'shamita. Mitzoras ain't it doing a priyo frima. Does not require priyo frima. The tanya only of the ish ish minayin shu'omer v'atzurua harekan shnayim imkain ratam lomer ish nitko akasav me'inyin shalmaylu le'inyin shalmata lomer ish paray afarim ve'inyin shu'paras uforamas. We have a direct drasha that a woman does not require priya or frima when she is a mitzvahs umataris b'tash b'shamita, and she's mitzvahs b'tash shamita. Shenamar v'yeshu mechutz la'ahlo shivas yamim v'lo mechutz la'ahala. So just like we count zav and zav as two separate items on the list because they have different sets of halachos, we should count mitzvah and mitzvahs as two separate items on the list because they have two different sets of halachos. Hilchach nimninu betrain? Question mark. We should count mitzvah and mitzvahs as two. And so gemara zav and zav ikur tumasim chuluka mitzvah and mitzvahs ain't ikur tumasim chuluka. Mitzvah and mitzvahs have different halachos once they become a mitzvah or a mitzvahs, but how they become a mitzvah, how they become tamei in the first place, is the same. By zav and zav, even the way that they become tamei is different. How many days it takes? Exactly, all the halachos are different. So high v'high kagarisu. So therefore kigrisu. Both mitzora mitzoras. It's a shear of a gris. It's going to be mitamei them as tzoras. But when it comes to zav and zava, it's a totally different way to even become tamei. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer ger mechusar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that a ger is also mechusar kapar, and so is a nazir. The tanakam in my time lo tani ger. Why didn't the tanakam count a ger as one of the mechusar kapar? Because the other mechusar kapara, they bring their carbon in order to be able to eat kachim. The ger's carbon primarily is to allow him to be yavo bekal, to allow him to marry a Jew. It's not about eating kachim. The nazir my time elotani. Well, why didn't the Tanakhama list nazir as one of the mechusar kapara? Sof nazir nami ki maisi carbon the shariyah lemishte yain the chulinhu. Now the primary purpose of the Nazir's carbon is not to be able to eat kachim, it's to be able to drink wine, to drink regular wine. Rablazer Diktani Nazir Mishri Nafshe Nisni Nami Nazir Tame. And Rablazer does consider Nazir to be on the list. Why doesn't he list Nazir Tame as well on the list? Now, even he's moda that the purpose of a Nazir's Tame carbon, of a Nazir Tame's carbon, is entirely different. Kika Maisi carbon lemechal ale Nazirus Petaruhu. A Nazir brings a carbon in order to be, a Nazir Tame brings a carbon only to begin his Nazirus anew. It doesn't really allow him to do anything. He now has to start his Nazirus all over again. That's what the purpose of his carbon is for. The Mechusha Kapara are all examples of people whose carbon allows them to eat kachim in the first place. All right, I guess we'll stop there. We'll pick up from Tan Rabbanan tomorrow.